We are going to go to Psalms 116, but I want to say to you that some scholars will tell us, now I believe David wrote this psalm, but when you get on over, King Hezekiah, his life got to be quite a mess. And you remember Hezekiah, remember when he had this dream and he called Isaiah the prophet in, and Isaiah said, God says you're going to die, Hezekiah, that's what you're going to do. And the Bible says that, you could read it in 2 Chronicles or in Isaiah. You could read it in probably 2 Kings for sure. But it says that Hezekiah turned his face to the wall while he was in the bed, and he began to cry because he didn't want to die yet. Turned his head to the wall, and he just starts crying out to God, oh, God, don't let me die. And then God went back to the prophet. This is like a quick view of it. And God goes to Isaiah and says, now go tell Hezekiah I heard his prayers. And I'm going to give him 15 more years. So he got 15 more years. But I'm telling you, Hezekiah, most say that he wrote some of these psalms toward the back of the psalms from about 126 to 130, something like that. You can check that out later. But he was so excited and so thrilled that he got those 15 more years. That he just wrote these songs, and I mean, they became songs, and the people of Israel would just sing them going to tabernacle. They would sing them going to church. They would just sing these songs out in the wilderness. Man, they loved them. They got the songs. But some say Psalm 116 was his, but I don't really find any proof that it is, but it doesn't matter to you. It doesn't matter to me, really. It's just a good one, but I really think David may have written this one, but needless to say, they were both kind of in places that you and I have been, overwhelmed with things. How many's ever been overwhelmed? You know how that feels. Okay. So they are praising God, because I'm going to tell you, when you've been down and out and you get up, it sure feels better to be up than it did down. So this is why we're going to go into Psalms 116, verse 1. David says, I love the Lord. Because he heard my voice and my supplications. Because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. Now, when I was much, much younger, I would read that, and it just kind of bothered me a little bit, because he said, I love the Lord because. I'm not sure if there ought to be a because. You know, because he first loved us. And I know Jesus hadn't died for their sins yet, but the prophet had already prophesied as though he was on the cross. So anyway, but this is so good. So let's just bring it right here back to what the Bible says. I love the Lord. Why? Because he heard what? What did he hear? My voice. Okay, listen, people. It says, I love him because he heard my voice. It didn't say he heard my thoughts. He wasn't a mind reader to me. But he heard me talking to him. Now, when I'm up very early in the morning, I don't always like to talk out loud. And so I try whispering, and if I close my eyes, I might go back to sleep. So I keep my eyes open, and then I've noticed if I talk out loud, it helps. And so I try to talk out loud above a whisper. Sometimes you'll go back to the whisper. But here it says he has heard my voice, and not only my voice, that would be empty, but it says he heard my supplications, which means my petitions, my desires of my heart, those things that I was asking him for. And then verse 2 reminds me of the way you and I have been with our babies and our grandchildren. He says, I love him not only because he heard my voice and my supplications or my prayers, but because he has inclined his ear to me. In other words, he bent over to hear what I had to say. Even when I whisper, sometimes my babies will say something to me and I didn't quite hear it. And I don't want to miss a word they say to me, so I just get on down to, baby, say that again. I don't want to miss anything. And I love this when the Bible tells us through David, he inclined his ear to me. I think it's the Passion Bible that says he stooped down. He stooped down to hear me. In fact, Mary said of him, she said, he has condescended. That means he has come down. When the angel said, you're going to have the baby, he'll be the Son of God. She said, my God, you condescended to a woman, a little woman of low estate, or a little maiden of low estate. Low estate means I'm nothing. And yet you came all the way down here, condescended to me to hear what I had to say. And then David said, look at this, the last part of verse 2. He's saying, because of all this, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. And Hezekiah was writing a lot like this over in those other chapters. Because when he started to live again, he knew that God answered his prayer. And this is what I just want to call this little devotional tonight, is God answers prayer. Now, I know that is an old cliche to us. It sounds like a cliche, something that we just say over and over and over. And sometimes Christians, we say things so many times that it really doesn't mean much to us anymore. And I'm afraid sometimes that God answers prayer, just water off a duck's back. But I hope that by the time we finish right here for a minute, we'll realize the power of knowing that God does answer prayer. Now here comes in Aunt Rick, and they would tell you, does God answer prayer? Okay, it's the right answer. I knew you'd have the right answer. God answers prayer. And listen, that's why we need this meeting tonight. This is really why we need this. And this is why more people need this meeting tonight. I believe they're coming. They'll come. I don't pick on them. I want them to come. I want them to. But I'm going to tell you, if you cannot settle that little phrase in your heart and in your mind that God answers prayer, prayer won't mean much to you. But when you get a hold of the fact that he hears you, and even when you can't say it real good because maybe you're crying and he stoops down to you and he says, well, what was that? Say that again. And he heard you. He so wanted to hear it. And David said, man, I'm just going to praise him the rest of my life. But you got to get that settled in your heart. If you are going to pray serious prayers, if you're going to be serious with God and go pray, then get over there and do it. And sometimes you just think, oh, it's just too hard to pray. Look, let me tell you what I've learned. This is so profound. I just learned that if you just open your mouth and say it, that's the best way to pray. If you keep thinking about, I need to pray, I'm going to pray. Well, I need to pray. I'm going to call Sister Lynn and ask her to pray. I'm going to call Lori and ask her to pray. I'm going to get people to pray. Why don't you do it? Because here's the deal. They don't care about your need like you do. They don't love your baby like you do. So you better do it yourself to get it covered. Okay, so when we settle it that God answers our prayers, then I believe that we'll turn our prayers to, I believe he answers prayers, instead of saying, I hope. Well, when I leave here tonight, I'm going to get in my car and say, thank you, Jesus, you met with us tonight. Lord, I know you heard me tonight. I'm thankful you heard what I talked to you about tonight, Lord. You heard me. I never walk out this door, leave my house in the morning and say, boy, I sure hope he listened to me. There is no question. There's none. In fact, Psalms 34, we're not going over there, but over and over, maybe four or five times, maybe six or seven, by the time you get to the end of the chapter, it just said it in different ways, would say something like, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and delivered him out of all of his troubles. And then it says again, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all of his fears. And then it says, the young lion does lack and the old lion suffer hunger, but God hears and sees. And I mean, it just goes on and on, just making sure that you know he not only hears, but he delivers. But there's something we got to do first. I cried, he heard, he delivered. I cried, he heard, he delivered. Why? Because I believe he answers prayer. All right, let's look at this. Verse, I don't want to leave anything out here. Verse 3, the pains of death surrounded me, and the pains of Sheol laid hold on me. I mean, it was like hell laid hold on me. I was just compassed with a mess. Look at that. And everything just laid hold of me. And look at that. I found trouble and sorrow. I found, man, it was really heavy on me. Then, see, the word then is so, so important to us. And we've all got a then in our lives. We were worried about something. We were concerned about it. But then we prayed. Look at that. But then I called upon my friends or my church or my pastor, and they prayed for me. No, he said, I did it. I called on the name of the Lord. There is nothing that will replace your faith in him and your intimacy with him to talk to him. Nothing. No one can replace that. And don't give that to anyone else. That is our privilege. It's our honor to be able to do that. And he said, man, hell had compassed me. It felt like hell was all around me. I was surrounded with stuff. And even, he says, I found trouble and sorrow. Sometimes we cause it ourselves. I found it. Then, in spite of it, I called on the name of the Lord. Oh, Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. And then he tells us how he prayed. He said, Lord, I need deliverance from this thing. It may be a bad habit, but I'm going to tell you what Hezekiah's testimony was, what David's testimony was. And what most of our testimony is this: God answers prayer. If there's a key in this Bible, if there's a principle that God wants to get across to us, it is this: God answers prayer. What was David's testimony? God answers prayer. What is your testimony? That's what it is. Do you believe that, Danny? You were knocked out this morning taking a little nap with a little help. Here you are, church. God answers prayer. Yes, he does. All right, and we can just make our prayers way too complicated, because sometimes it's just help me, Jesus. My brother, many years ago, about 20 years ago, he was going to Fresno, and there was a fog had just settled in on the valley, and he was up there, I think, by the Jensen turnoff there going toward Fresno. And the fog was so bad, and he came up on a horrible car pileup. Oh, I don't know, 20 car pileup. It was huge. And he got sandwiched in between two big 18-wheelers. And, you know, in those days, Cadillacs were really long, and I think the Cadillac was like 28 feet long, and it was 19 by the time he got out of it. And he saw these lights, and he could tell it was a truck right in the fog, and it was upon him before he could say anything. And he said, I just yanked my glasses off and yelled, help me, Jesus. And somehow, the window was down just a bit. He probably wasn't as big then, but he was too big to get through that much window in the car. He had rolled it down, I guess, to hear the sound of the cars. And somehow he crawled out, and there was gas just running down the fuel, just running down the highway like water. And he was laying out there, and he drug himself away from the car, and the car in front of the truck or somewhere up ahead went up in flames, heard the screams of the lady, and it was devastating. And he said there were, Linda, did he say two girls? Did he report two girls? Two beautiful blonde-headed girls with white uniforms came, and he thought maybe they were paramedics or something, and they helped him. And he knows now they were angels. I mean, his testimony is God answers prayer. And it was, you know, it was just a simple, help me, Jesus. And Jesus did help him. He sent him help from heaven, literally from heaven. And when you're surrounded with Sheol or hell, I'm telling you right now, God will answer prayer and send you help from on high. When it says from on high, that means from heaven. So thank you, Jesus. My brother lives today. Body's broken up, but he lived. Hallelujah. So look at this, verse 5. I prayed, Lord, deliver my soul. Number 5, gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our Lord is merciful. Look, the Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, very low. How many of you ever have felt like you got down way low in life? I was brought way lower, maybe in your emotions or stress or whatever. I was brought so low, and he saved me, which means he heard me, and he answered prayer. But look at this. I love verse 7. Return to your rest, O my soul. Now, you were all wiped out of your mind. You were all worried. You were all stressed out. Now, you just get back over there into your rest. Return to rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. The Lord has come. He has heard you. He's taken care of you, and he has helped you. Now, I had a cat once. I didn't want the cat, but Sarah got the cat, and I, you know, and then David wouldn't let her have the cat when she left the house. We raised it from a kitten. Anyway, I was stuck with that old cat. And she was as saved could be. Maybe filled with the Holy Ghost. I don't know. But I would pray and I'd walk back and forth. That old cat, she'd just walk back and forth with me. Wherever I walked, she walked. Just praising the Lord. And so we walked, and when I sat down or laid down on the floor, she laid down. Just two or three feet from my head. And I would go feed her. And here's what I felt. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't talk their language, Sandra. You know, I'm not a dog or a cat person. But anyway, so I would feed her, you know, and I put her food down. Here's what my thought was. She was so excited about that food because she really loved it. And so she would look at that food. She'd go over and smell it like, oh, yeah. And then after she saw it, she'd just walk away like, I don't care. But I noticed there was a peace that came over her. And I thought, oh, no, you're not fooling me. You're going to go back over there. As soon as I walk out, you don't want me to think you like it, but you're going to. I'd walk out and I'd peek around the corner. She'd run right over there and start eating that food. And I'll tell you something. Listen, Doris Cat do that too, Loopy? Uh-huh. Oh, they all do that? Okay. So I found out, you know what that is? It's like, I was thinking tonight as I was looking at this. When you've been what David said, low and surrounded by pains and pain or things that you don't know and darkness or whatever, and all of a sudden you see that answer coming in. That answer starts to come. Things start to change. You can see a little building up. You can see light at the end of the darkness. All of a sudden, what do? That rest returns, and you're like, oh, yeah, man, I'm going to go get me an ice cream. And you're just all happy, and you walk away from, and you call somebody on the phone, and you're all excited and thrilled, and you don't even know what you're happy about, but you're just plain old happy. And then you go back to your Bible, and you're like, oh, God, this is so good. And you see that answer start to just come in on you, and it just turns everything around. And you're like, I can't even believe this is happening. Psalms 126. Oh, time goes so fast. Let me show you Psalms 126. He wrote this too. Well, you know what? Kathy, you don't have to follow me here. Go to Psalms 121st. Let me just skip you through a couple and show you here what I'm talking about. Well, where were we? We were in 116, I think. Yeah, just go to 120. Look at the first verse or two. In my distress, I cried to the Lord, and what did he do? God does what? And God answers prayer. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. So people were either lying to him and he was lying. I don't know. But, oh, he's just saying, oh, the Lord, I was so distressed and I cried out to you and you heard me. Okay, go over to 126. Look at this. 126, verse 1. And this is talking about what I was just talking about. When he starts to turn the tide, all of a sudden things are good and that rest returns to your soul. And you're so rested and you feel so good. Look, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouth was filled with laughter, our tongue with singing. And then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. And what? Woo, are we glad? I'm just telling you, great things. Hallelujah. Well, look at verse 125, chapter 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved. Well, we'll just stop because we could go on and on. We'll get caught right there. But I just thank God for all that he is. Look down here at verse 8. Go back to Psalms 116, verse 8. Almost done. I won't stay here long because I do want us to pray. Psalms 116, verse 8. For you have delivered my soul from death. Who delivered him? God did. He said, no, God, there's nobody else that could have done this. I know it was you. You delivered my soul from death. My eyes, you delivered from tears. Oh, you know, we've all had those tears flowing like a river. You delivered my eyes from tears and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore I spoke. I am greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. He said, I got a little hasty and I didn't trust anybody. And I said, all men are liars. But look at that verse. Hold on to this. Underline it. Highlight it something. Look at verse 9. Hezekiah said this very same word back in, I believe, it's 2 Chronicles. Look at chapter 9, verse 9, I'm sorry. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed, therefore I spoke. I believed it, so I said it. I believed it, and I spoke it. So I'm asking you tonight, what do you believe and what do you speak? What are you saying? Do you believe it? Do you believe that God answers prayer? Don't leave here tonight saying, I don't know if he heard me. No, I know that he heard me. And I know sometimes that we might talk quietly, but remember, God wants to hear your voice. And so I just want to say, God answers prayer. And he hears us, he hears you, he hears me, and the devil comes by and wants to tell us over and over and over, he didn't hear that, and this thing's never going to change. But you have to remember that our God answers prayer, and there's no two ways about it. We may not always get what we want, but many, many times you do. Take it to the Lord. He brings deliverance. But I would say, Rick, pull the lights down. Come on around here, and let's pray to him tonight. And you just say, help me, Lord. Say, deliver me, Lord. Deliver my daughter, my son. Just pray what you feel. But when you leave here, know that he has heard you. Amen. Well, glory to God. Thank you guys for being here tonight. Come on and let's talk to Jesus. Open your mouth a little bit. Nobody's going to hear you. We got the music going to thwart those words. Woo! Thank him. Thank him for provision. Thank him for provision. Thank him for the glory. Hallelujah. Woo! Bless the Lord. Hallelujah, Father, we've seen enough. This world has seen enough filth and dirt and ugliness and sin. Lord, they've seen enough hypocrisy out of the church. They've seen enough junk. I pray, Lord, that when we walk into restaurants, our face will shine just like yours. better shine upon us. Lord, I don't care if they say they're one of those. I don't care what kind of stuff comes against us when the glory comes. I don't care what they say, Lord, when the supernatural happens and they might say it's of the devil. It doesn't matter to us, Lord. We'll take you opening the windows of heaven and just doing whatever you want to do. Just bring that provision, bring your glory in this hour of darkness. Woo, in Jesus' name, Woo, sweet Jesus, hallelujah. The Lord answers prayer. Hallelujah, I believed and I spoke. When you leave, I believe I spoke. So when you get out of here, you'll be saying, Lord, I know you heard me. I thank you that you heard me. I know you did. I know you answer prayer. The Lord answers prayer. Hallelujah. Woo, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you. Be gracious to you. Turn his countenance upon you and give you peace, miracles, blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.